Good morning. We're continuing Chayodim, Klal Mem Ches, and we did Simon Tes, where the Chayodim spoke about a case where three people are just eating together, and two of them are ready to bench. So one individual interrupts, and he answers. Now, if he intends to be Garban Shadosoi, so he's able to. It's not considered the fact that he interrupted for Zimun. And benching is not considered an interruption which would prevent him from going back to his meal. We could have argued that the Maisa, he listened to Zimun, he said Baruch Shachanu, and that's a form of saying, okay, I better say Baruch Shachanu. And the Baruch Shachanu now ends the meal, and now he's chayav in a new Baruch Shachanu afterwards. But that's not so. How long does he have to interrupt? We said he has to interrupt long enough to hear through Azonos HaKol. Now the Shulchan Aruch says that he only has to interrupt to listen to say Baruch Shachal Mishaloi. He does not need to interrupt till Azonos HaKol. But the Rama says that you need to interrupt to Azonos HaKol, and that is the minig that we do. We find that people which are benching on their own, together they're benching together with the Mezamein. So preferably, that everybody should be quiet and listen to the mezamen as he's saying the first bracha. But many people don't do that because since they have to say it themselves anyway, it's hard to say it along, etc. But this situation where the person is not benching at all, then everybody should agree that the appropriate thing to do is to follow the minhag of the Rama and to interrupt for the whole first bracha. Okay, now, in a case where he's planning to eat more, so he has no intention to be yetzer with benching at all. So when he finishes the meal, he benches. But let's say a situation where he does not plan to eat more. He's answering now, and he's really planning to not to eat anymore. His meal is over. So the Mishabura says, in the situation where he interrupted and he listened to the bracha of Mezalas HaKol, he'd be yotze, the first bracha of benching. And when he benches, he starts him Noyde Lecho. So now, what you're left in a situation, which really, it's something which would be inappropriate then, because you're not supposed to interrupt in the middle of benching. Say, if he does not plan to eat, if he plans to eat more, he's not being yotze benching. So then, he just interrupted the answer. The Hazanah HaKol is not for benching purposes, it's for Zimun purposes. And he goes back to his meal, and then later on he benches a full benching. But a case where he has no intent to eat further at all. So then really, the Chazanish points out in this situation, by saying Azon, the meal is done. And he's yotze with Azon, so he really shouldn't interrupt in the middle of benching. He should bench together with them at that point in time. The Bir Halacha discusses a case where a person intends to eat again, eat some more, but he doesn't plan to eat any more bread. He's only planning to eat something which would be a chi of a mazonos or something which the Bracha Achrona is Alamichya, or something which the Bracha Achrona is Brei Nefeshos. So Mishnah Berurah brings from the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham says an interesting thing. Since he did not eat any more bread, the Bracha was on, he was Yotze with, even though he ate in the middle of benching, it comes out, he will pick up from Noda Lecha. He Yotze, the first Bracha was on with the Mezamen. He did not eat any more bread, so there's no need for him to start over again. So he says, he starts benching from Noda Lecha, even though he ate in the middle. But what about being Yotze for what he ate? Well, what he ate was after Azon. He already said the first bracha. So can you be Yotze with the last, the second and third and fourth bracha of benching? Is that enough to be Yotze, the bracha achrona, on those foods? So if it's something which is a chayav brei nefeshos, Prima Gadim says maybe Noda Lecha is similar to Brei Nefeshos Rabos, and therefore you would be Yotze your Brei Nefeshos with Noda Lecha. But something which is Chayav and Alamichya, so Alamichya is a condensed version of benching. It has all of the brachas of benching in it. It's called Bracha Achas Me'ein Sholosh. It's one bracha which has all three brachas of the rice of benching in it, in a shortened version, in an abridged version. But all of that is required to say the Bracha Achrona on the Mezonos. And over here, if we would be Yotze with benching, so we'll see later on if a person benches instead of saying Alamichya, he's Yotze. But here, He said hazon by listening, is like he said it. He ate mizonos, and now he benches from Nodel Lecha to the end. He never said on this mizonos that he ate, ala michyo, ala kalkolo. He didn't say the mention the food part of it, hazonos ago. So the Bir Alocha brings the Magen Avraham. In that situation, he would finish benching for the bread that he ate, and then say ala michyo for the mizonos that he ate. The Bir Alocha ends off that he thinks that the Alocha would be that this would be if he does not plan to eat bread anymore. So he was yotze with his own sakol. He's not allowed to interrupt and eat this. So this scenario that they're discussing of him eating in the middle really should never exist. You're not allowed to do that. It sounds like from the Magen Avraham, Prima Gadam, it's permitted to eat in that situation, and the Bir Alocha comes out. It would seem to him that it's Tzarech Iyun. He says it would be usur to eat in the middle. So you have a funny scenario: a person being yotze the first bracha, pausing, doing something else. I mean, yotze the rest of the brachas. You have a funny scenario where a person is going to bench and then say ala michya afterwards for the food he ate during the meal. So it's interesting halachic conundrums that were being presented over here. So there's some interesting scenarios which can come up in halacha. Have a good day.